News 15th of October, 2021. I figured it was time again for a little news. I should say not so ordinary news. I wonder how many of you have watched some of those shows where divers are going underwater for various reasons such as looking for treasure, lost ships or just to check out the marine life. If you have, have you ever seen where the divers have had to come up because the water was so cloudy, visibility went down to zero? Now thanks to a breakthrough this will no longer be a problem which cannot be solved. A device which lets divers have a clear view through the cloudiest of waters has been developed. Here is what else the developers had to say. We think the principle we used might be extendable to imaging through other scattering media such as fog, haze and smoke. I wonder if this could have an application in astronomy. When I talk about semiconductors, I am talking about objects like computer chips. They are very complex objects, but the problem of creating them has just gotten a little easier. Scientists have figured out how to allow them to build themselves. At first this sounds like a joke, but it isn't. They grew layers of materials known as perovskites with thin layers of other materials in crystals which assemble themselves. There has been a new study which came out about humans. It suggests the earliest use of bone tools to create clothing took place about 120,000 years ago. This might only be true until older proof is found. I say this because bone tools have been around for an estimated 1.5 million years and who really knows what each one was used for? If we talk about stone tools, they are said to date back a lot further to about 2.6 million years. If we believe the anthropologists, this would mean our human ancestors were using tools far longer than modern humans were on Earth. Since I am talking about our ancient ancestors, I should tell you scientists are claiming to have found a new species of humans. The remains were found in two caves in South Africa. The find is of Homo naledi. One has to wonder how scientists know for sure this wasn't a type of advanced ape. As people grow older, they grow unsteady. Others may need something to assist them for other reasons. The answer may be here. A compact robotic limb with attaches to a person's arm has been invented. It is said to be able to assist in many daily activities. It was developed at the Japan Advanced Institute of Science and Technology and University of Tokyo. It looks like it could be a very handy object indeed. Elon Musk has a way to create great controversy and I believe he enjoys doing it for fun. Recently he said a couple of things which made me laugh, but some other people took it very seriously. The first thing he said was, "I'm not saying there are UFOs. But there are UFOs." Many people have been saying UFOs exist including the government, but when he says it, it becomes news. The second thing he said was that a Tesla self-driving car will be able to dodge a UFO crashing into the roadway it is on. When we think of pyramids we think of Egypt or maybe South and Central America, but we should not forget other countries have pyramids such as Sudan. There are at least 80 pyramids near Sedinga in the Sudan. Sedinga at one time was the regional capital of the kingdom of Kush in Nubia. One of the things which has interested me was the disappearance of the colony at Roanoke. A new dig is being conducted there in hope of finding the reason the colony disappeared. This colony has been the subject of much detective work in the past and documentaries. It would be great to finally find out what happened to it, but I wouldn't hold out too much hope for an answer. Some people believe there are haunted dolls. As a matter of fact, a list of 7 haunted dolls was published on Mental Floss. I thought you might like to know what dolls were on the list. To get onto the list, the dolls were suspected of malevolent actions. The dolls are Inazumi, Robert, Annabelle, Mandy, Akiku, Dolls on the Island of Dolls in Mexico, and Elsa. I think maybe creepy might have been a better word than haunted. But some people are claiming the dolls are capable of moving on their own. Scientists in England are saying the development of snakes on Earth started when the asteroid which wiped out the dinosaurs hit the Earth. The scientists are saying they evolved from other species which survived the asteroid blast. Scientists have made a breakthrough in creating cells. They were able to create artificial ones which, like natural cells, have the ability to capture, process and expel material. The cells are made from inorganic matter. This is quite an accomplishment and may have quite a few uses in the future. It is believed this might be a way to deliver drugs in a more efficient way and could also be useful in the environment. NASA has said rock samples they have examined on Mars could indicate life existed there at one time. This is the closest yet to a statement that Mars was inhabited. As you know by now, many people believe there was intelligent life on Mars. This reminds me of the old movie Rocket Ship XM. A flight going to the moon is knocked off course and sped up and reaches Mars instead. The occupants find the remains of a once intelligent society, but they are the descendants of people who survived a nuclear war which bombed them back to the Stone Age, and they have become savages. Not a pretty thought. I am not saying this happened on Mars, and I am not saying NASA thinks intelligent life existed there, but you never know. A ship from the Civil War was found off the coast of North Carolina. What makes this even more interesting is the fact it was an ironclad. It is believed it could have been constructed to run the blockade which was set up by the North at the time. It has been estimated the South had more than 20 ironclad ships at the end of the Civil War. At the end of the Civil War, a total of 70 ironclad ships had been built by both sides, and the age of the wooden battleships was at an end.